This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. This week's heavy rain has officials urging Coloradans to stay away from moving water during storms and to call 911 in the event of an emergency. Yesterday in Colorado Springs, a man drowned in Monument Creek. The city's fire department received a rescue call in the afternoon about a person in a waterway near I-25 and Garden of the Gods. Several hours later, a body was recovered downstream. The coroner's office has not released an identity. Colorado voters could decide this November on a change to property taxes and state finances, but only if it survives a new legal challenge. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state legislature agreed to put a measure on the ballot to lower property tax rates over 10 years and replace some of the lost revenues with money that otherwise would have been paid out as Tabor refunds to taxpayers. Colorado law requires ballot measures stick to a single subject, and a new lawsuit argues this one violates that rule. The lawsuit was filed by an Englewood City Councilman and the conservative group Advance Colorado, which may run a property tax initiative of its own. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And in Fort Collins, leaders have scrapped a proposal to raise the city's minimum wage to over $17 an hour. Opponents worried that higher wages would drive out small businesses, but supporters argued leaders need to find ways to help residents adjust to the rising cost of living. Right now, Denver is the only city that has a minimum wage higher than the state's minimum of $13.65 an hour. You are listening to CPR News. It's coming up on 406.